Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. Again, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. Both of them are in the description below. In this one, I wanted to do a video on a question that a really adorable individual asked me. I think he's a male INTJ. Yes, he's a male INTJ. His name's Kyle. I hope this is okay to share, Kyle. And he has an INFJ friend that he liked, and he told her that he liked her. And then he said it seemed okay at first, but now it feels like she's ignoring him, right? And so he saw my video saying that INFJs tend to do that because we're kind of evaluating the person or evaluating the relationship. And so, very smart of him, he started giving her some space. Good, great, perfect. But then he asked me, he's like, will INFJs tell you if they're not interested? Because it currently feels like I'm being led on. I wish, Kyle, that there was an easy answer to this. And again, with everything related to INFJs, there's no freaking easy answer. I wish I could tell you, yeah, no, she's not leading you on. Or, yeah, you know. But really, I would have to say there's two things that you'd have to be careful about in terms of INFJs leading you on or not being interested or things like that. Now, first of all, there's two sides to it. You first have to analyze whether you're dealing with a healthy INFJ or unhealthy INFJ. And that's an interesting analysis in itself, because I feel like everyone who's dealing with INFJ should do this for themselves. Not only should all INFJs do this analysis, but every INTJ or INFP or whoever you might be, if you have a friend who's an INFJ or who you have a relationship with an INFJ, that evaluation of whether that person is healthy or not is very paramount. It's paramount. It's the first thing you should really do. Because if you're dealing with an unhealthy INFJ, yes, they're going to lead you on. They will not be able to be strong enough to tell you, I'm sorry, I really like you as a friend, but I'm not interested in you romantically. I've given myself some space to determine this. You know, I took my time and I started thinking about it, and that's the reason I kind of pulled away from you, because I wanted to evaluate this for myself. But I realized I'm really not going to be inclined romantically with you, so I'm sorry, can we just be friends? That's a conversation that's really hard for an INFJ in general, healthy or not. But it's more likely for a healthy INFJ to have that conversation with you, right? If they're unhealthy, and you will know, it's very easy to tell if it's a healthy or an unhealthy INFJ from the way they live their life, from the way they take care of themselves. It's a big indicator. Do they take care of themselves? Do they eat on time? Do they have a schedule that they follow? Or do they skip a lot of meals? Do they get a lot of hunger headaches? Are they really skinny because of the fact that they don't eat on time or they skip meals all the time? Are they able to maintain boundaries? Things like that. So it's very easy to tell if the particular INFJ you're dealing with is healthy or not. And so I really recommend to you, Kyle, and to all of the different types that are dealing with a particular INFJ, first do that evaluation. Sit down with your INFJ, perhaps even have that conversation with them if that's possible for you, and figure out if that you're dealing with a healthy or an unhealthy INFJ. I've done a video on this in the past where I've shared some traits of healthy versus unhealthy INFJ. So Google that if you're interested. But you know, as I said, it's very easy to figure it out. And so once you know if you're dealing with a healthy or unhealthy INFJs, you know, right, this person's going to have very terrible boundaries and they're not going to be able to tell me if they're not interested. So I'm really going to have to evaluate it for myself. If they don't talk to you for 6 months, if they really pull back and if they haven't spoken to you for six weeks or 6 months, yeah, I mean, they're telling you very easily and very rightly that they're not interested. Other side of the coin is that unhealthy INFJs do this, where they will pull back from a person to see how much this person's interested in them. Because INFJs have low self-esteems or have issues with self-esteem, we never ever believe that the person really likes us. That person might actually tell us, like putting balloons in the sky and doing like a parachute dive, where they're like, I love you, I like you, can we be together? And we'll still be thinking to ourselves, is he talking to me, or does he think that I'm a different person? Is that why he's saying that he likes me? Or is he delusional? He must have something wrong with him, right? I mean, that's the reason he must like me. And so we don't believe that a person could really like us. And so what happens is that we pull back from the individual that has perhaps told us that they like us or has given hints that they like us, and we pull back, we run away. We go into our cave for 2 or 3 weeks. We don't contact them for a few weeks, a few days, whatever it might be for you. And then we try to see what that person is going to do. It's basically like a test. It's a terrible test. It's the worst thing we could ever do. I know that. I'm not saying that it's a good thing. I'm not saying that I endorse this in myself or in any INFJ. We shouldn't be doing this. This is not how people are tested. We're not in a laboratory, and this is not the right way to treat human beings that like you. But we'll pull back and then we'll see what the other person does. In the past, when I've done this, the other person had just walked away and found someone else. And I realized, I guess they didn't really like me as much as they thought they did. Of course, I feel really terrible about it, because I felt like I really like this person. Why did I do this? Why did I run away when I actually wanted to be with this person? In another situation, the person actually got closer to me and ran after me and really told me, oh, I really like you. Why are you being like this? And that really showed me, in my delusional sense, in my unhealthy way, that the person likes me a lot, and I went into a relationship with them. Now, again, as I said, I'm not endorsing this, but these are the two things that I would tell you, Kyle, that this INFJ is probably doing. Now, first of all, as I said, what is this person like? Are they a healthy or unhealthy INFJ? I'm guessing that they might be a healthy one, especially if they're able to be in a relationship with an INTJ, because INTJs are really hard to be in a relationship with, not because you guys aren't amazing, but because you're so straightforward and direct and honest that sometimes an unhealthy INFJ has a very hard time being around that honesty, that directness. I know when I was younger, my sister was an INTJ, I would fight with her all the time and I would really hate her and I wouldn't be able to be around her because that honesty really singed me. It burned me on the inside. I was like, oh my gosh, she really knows me and that's scary. And as I got older and I hopefully got healthier, I realized that she's amazing and my relationship with her is amazing now. It's perfect. And so I would really maybe say perhaps she is a healthy INFJ if she can be in a relationship with you. So what you need to realize is perhaps either she's testing you. Of course, she's evaluating you as well to see where you are at. And she's thinking in her head, is this person sort of someone I want to be with? She's pulling away from you and running away in the opposite direction to see if you're going to chase after her. But also to figure out, you know, can I live without this person? And that's a big evaluation for us. You know, we really care about our time, our work, our projects, our obsessions. And so if we can live without the particular person, if we can spend days and weeks and months without them, without feeling like we miss them, then we're like, well, what's the point of being in a relationship with that person anyways? Again, a terrible thing to do. But if I don't miss someone, then I realize that perhaps there's no point in being in a relationship with them anyways. And because we miss very few people, it ends up being a vicious cycle where we end up liking no one and telling no one that we like them. It's terrible. I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of INFJs are single. I have no repercussions for that because I really am in the same boat. I'm single myself because I think I'll push people away in that manner. But this is the evaluation I would give you, Kyle. Again, I'm not an expert. I'm kind of looking at it from the perspective of my own stance and from my observations of other INFJs, the way we deal with people, the way we deal with love and relationships, the way we run away from it, the way there's a lot of fear within us, there are trust issues, and especially with INTJs, you guys are not as expressive, I guess, as well, because you're a thinker and you don't always are not always telling us, you know, I love you, I love you, I love you. ENFPs are really good for me in that regard because they're always telling me, I love you, I love you, I love you. And so I think I kind of drag a lot of my relationships with partners and in friendships have been ENFPs because they're very emotional and expressive. And I need that. I want that because I'm not myself like that. And I'm afraid all the time that, you know, I don't know if this person really likes me or not. And so if the person's expressive, that really helps. So it's great that you've pulled away from the person and given them that space. Perhaps now is the time to go back into the space and tell them and ask them clearly, are you interested in me or not? Be direct, be honest, and tell them, if you're not interested in me, then that's okay. I just need to know so I can know what to do in the future and to know if we're just friends or if I can pursue you further. And I know it might be something that you're like, well, I don't know if she's going to like this, if she's going to be honest with me, if she's going to pull away further. But really, at this point in time, the main thing you can do is be honest and direct. I feel like if people could just be direct with INFJs and not dilly-dally and not tiptoe around them, it would be really beneficial to us and to you guys. So Kyle, I would recommend go to this person. You've given them enough space. It's okay. Go to them and ask them directly what you asked me. Are you playing with me? Are you actually interested in me or are you leading me on? Tell me directly so I can either evaluate what our relationship is about and just remain friends or perhaps go further. Okay? I hope this helps. I hope I was able to give you a little bit of insight. Again, I'm not an expert, but this is how I see the situation as I see you and from your email and from your conversation. Again, there might be a lot of other things going on. Maybe she's writing a PhD dissertation and she's busy with that and that's why she's pulled away. Or perhaps she's going through something with her family. You know, there's a million permutations and combinations that could be taking place right now. I'm just giving you my idea from the outside in. Hopefully it helps. If you have any further questions, anyone, you guys, Kyle, anyone, message me anytime. I love doing these relationship advice videos, especially with INFJs, because we're so freaking complicated and we ourselves have no idea what we're doing in relationships. So if I can help one INFJ get into a great relationship with a great INTJ or a great INFP or a great ENFP, whatever it might be, I want to do that. Again, if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the link. It's in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.